Stay tuned now for the Howard Miller Show. The time, 10:45. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents the Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and once again for Wrigley Spearmint, How Do You Do? Today our guest in our studios of CBS here in the Middle West is Georgie Shaw, prominent young vocalist associated with the Decca Record Company. And I've always found that Georgie not only had a humorous slant with a sort of tongue-in-cheek attitude about this whole doggone business called showbiz, but also he is a very talented lad and tells an interesting story about how he started in a department store and became one of our top singers. You'll meet Georgie Shaw and you'll hear the story behind The City of Tears after we listen to a record first by a little girl singer from Canada. Her name is Joyce Hahn, and ever since she started her career with the Cadence People about a year ago, she has remained one of my prime favorites. A tiny little girl, soaking wet, not more than about 85 pounds, just a mere mite of a lass, but boy, how she can sing up a storm. Later this week, we're going to feature the main side of her record, which is called I Saw You, I Saw You, but for a change of pace, let's listen to her do a song that was introduced on this network by Marvin Rainwater some number of weeks ago. It's called Gonna Find Me a Bluebird.
Gonna find me a bluebird, let him sing me a song, 'cause my heart's been broken much too long. Gonna chase me a I'm all through crying over you. There was a time my love was needed, my life completed, my dreams come true. Then came the time my life was haunted, my love unwanted, all for you.
Joyce's heart's been
that's little Joyce Hahn, little gal who is much bigger than a bluebird, singing all about him, a thing called Gonna Find Me a Bluebird. I should like to take just a moment of our time this morning, please, on the CBS network to say a word of thanks to all of you busy retail merchants across the country who do so much for the members of your group, your society, your neighborhood, and your community. You are the men and women who serve, my friends across the nation, this fine product that we talk about every day, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Let me just make a suggestion to you retailers, if I may, please, as an additional convenience, not only to your customers, but to yourself. You ought to check your stock now on Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum and make yours stocked up plenty, because this, of course, is picnic season starting, and I can't think of any season of the year that lends itself more delightfully well to enjoyment of Wrigley Spearmint. That's because, of course, after you have the big lunch out in the picnic grove, chances are the boys play the girls in a little bit of squash or handball or tennis, whatever it is, and whatever it is that you're going to do in the way of entertainment out in the picnic groves, you'll want Wrigley Spearmint to go with it. So why don't you check your stocks, make certain that all of your picnickers across the country can get Wrigley Spearmint at your swell store. And we'll thank you, so will the Wrigley folk, and more importantly, so will the customers. And for all the rest of you who are the customers, you try Wrigley Spearmint. It's swell. Now let's talk to Georgie Shaw. Georgie, it's always an amusing story to me is how a young performer like yourself gets out of the white goods of a department store and gets into the singing profession. How did it happen to you from Philadelphia?
Well, Howard, I wasn't too happy in the retail business, and they weren't too happy with me, and so we mutually severed relations, and my coworkers gave me a party.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how parties are. Everyone becomes rather informal and friendly towards the end of the party. And someone for a joke told the orchestra leader that Georgie sings. So I got up, I sang a few songs, and a fellow who owned a little club in New Jersey called the Smart Spot said that he would give me $20 for 3 nights to work Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for him. And I accepted, and then I used to collect unemployment compensation on Monday morning, and that's how I entered
in. You weren't the nervous type, and it was easier than stealing. Is that the idea?
Oh, I was scared to death. I'll never forget that. I only knew 4 songs, one I wasn't too sure of. I remember I knew Because of You, Too Young, and Unless, something like that, and I thought that I could skip around. I Can't Give You Anything But Love. And, I was scared to death. I had to keep my legs in the middle of my pants so you wouldn't see my knee shake.
Yes. Well, George, actually, you were in the mercantile business, if that's the proper name for the department store operation. And how long were you in it, and how did you happen to get in that business?
Well, after high school, I had to do something, you know, and I went to work. And I was only going to take a job for the summer in the department store, you know. And I went there, and one thing led to another through a chain of circumstances. I became a salesman and then a receiver and then a assistant buyer, and when I was about 20 years old, they made me the buyer.
Oh, so you actually had a pretty good career carved out for yourself at that level of employment.
Yes.
Well, now, when you went into this party that the employees were having for you, there must have been some indication in their minds, or had been an indication in their minds, that you were a singer or were accomplished, because I know they didn't do it to embarrass you.
Well,
or had they heard you just singing around the stock room?
Yeah,
someplace?
I had a habit. You know, my merchandise man used to tell me it was very unbecoming for an executive to walk around a store, you know, humming or singing the top 10. And so for a joke, you know, one day, you know, he figured that I did enough singing and wherever the acoustics happened to be good, yeah, in the store, so he would see what I did behind the microphone, and that's about how it happened.
Well, now then, you're in a small supper club in New Jersey for 3 nights for $20. Now, from this must have launched then this career that you are now enjoying. Was it someone else that happened to come in the club that gave you a recording contract and a start?
Yes. Well, I worked around Philadelphia, then various other clubs for about 8 or 9 months. And then a fellow named Danny Kessler, who was then with Columbia Records and had been responsible for Johnny Ray and some other people at that time, came in and saw me and liked me and brought me over to New York, and we made a demonstration record of a song called Let Me Go Devil, which Mitch Miller later made a big hit out of, Let Me Go Lover. And he submitted these, along with Al Gallico, to Milt Gabler, who was the executive head of Decca, and they liked them, and they gave me 8 sides, a contract, you know, to record 8 sides. This is about 4 years ago. And we recorded Rags to Riches and Let Me Go Devil was our first endeavor. And not too much happened with it, except that we sold a few records because Tony Bennett had such a big record of Rags to Riches that the song was so big, so we sold enough to be in the black. Then the second song we recorded was a song called Till We Two Are One, and I guess we did about $500,000 with that, and that sort of established me.
Well, I remember that. That, of course, is the old familiar era that they lay claim to the fact as the favorite of Abraham Lincoln, called Jimmy Crack Corn.
That's right.
Now, I remember when the Decca people first delivered that to me, Georgie, about 3 years ago, whatever it was, how delightful and thrilled I was at that beautiful sound, which was, of course, done up with an all-new lyric. And even though it was a country and western style, it hit the pop field, and it was that big. It was about $500,000, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a result of that, of course, a lot of doors opened up, and you went into the nightclubs and the theaters. You came here to do television with me for a while. So now what does the future hold? Do you need another record? Is that what I suppose all people on records want?
Well, I think so. I mean, the record business is proportionately better than it ever was, but the nightclub business is very bad. And so to keep moving and working at a good level, you're only as strong as your last record, unless you get 3 or 4 records in a row, and then you're a staple commodity,
yes,
like Pat Boone. Now, if Pat Boone doesn't have a record for 2 years, I don't think that it will matter. But in my particular category, you have to keep coming up with...
Do you think this is bad for show business generally, Georgie? Do you think that we're being denied otherwise good performers and good performances because those people have not been successful at the record level?
Well, I don't know if I could say that, but I know that... You get many bad performances because it's so easy now. Publishers or anybody can take a kid who has an unusual sound. I mean, the record business is now at a level where there are no more songs, they're just renditions of songs.
Uh-huh.
And Almost anybody can come up with a hit record. You don't have to be professional. And people may go to a theater and see, like, Patience and Prudence, who are just a little boy, I mean, little girls, and they're just not professional.
Yes.
You know, they just don't have, like, Frances Fay. I saw her at the Black Orchid this week. And she's fabulous. You know, she's one of the great entertainers.
She's a great professional.
And it takes a long time to acquire this, and most people fall by the wayside before they acquire this. They have one hit record, and after 2 or 3 years, you never hear from them again.
Well, Georgie, you certainly have learned a lot more songs than the original four, and you've forgotten all about the white goods that you used to sell in the Philadelphia department store, but you've not forgotten how to sing what is a potential hit, I think, for Decca, and I'd like to give it a spin now. So all the people across the country, not only in Philadelphia, but in all the 48 states, will be able to listen to our CBS show for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum and listen to Georgie Shaw as he sings his new Decca version of The City of Tears.
Well, I'm living in the city of tears since the day you said a goodbye. Places that make me cry. Well, I'm a living in the city of tears on an avenue of regret. I was all so wrong to hurt you, and baby, I'm paying yet. Well, I cried so hard, my heart is drowning. Baby, please have a pity. Come on back to me and in my misery. Take me from the city. Well, I'm a living in the city of tears since the day you said it so long. I'm a walking round the town so lonely, just singing my sad, sad song.
The City of Tears, done by Georgie Shaw, who once upon a time found himself in a large department store in Philadelphia, in the white goods, I guess. That would mean sheets and pillowcases, wouldn't it, George?
That's right, Howard.
And wasn't long before he got into a stockroom and started to sing, and now we have, of course, an interview on our Wrigley show. Georgie, I certainly want to thank you. You've been a real living doll. I had to come into the studios of CBS here in Chicago and let me pick your brains a little bit for what I've always said is one of the most interesting stories in show business.
You're a card, Howard. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and I don't know if I'm a card. If it is, maybe it's the deuce or something. We'll see you real soon, George. For all the rest of you across the country, let me recommend against now the things that keep you excitable. You just sort of stay calm. Now, one of the ways to stay calm, of course, is with the pleasant chewing action of Wrigley Spearmint. I just know you like it, and if you're not in the habit of using Wrigley Spearmint regularly, why don't you switch over to our bandwagon? It's really rolling for the best gum product that there is. You get some Wrigley Spearmint today. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, here is club news of our club from Joe Foss. Joseph?
You've just heard the Howard Miller Show, brought to you by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum from Chicago. Be sure to join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time, when his guest will be Lou Ware and his tantalizing turntables on the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM Chicago.
WBBM FM Chicago.